Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 16, and I'd like to read with you verse 15. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, where the Word of God says, "And he," that is Jesus, "said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And what we see there is one of the five times that the Great Commission is presented to us in the Word of God. It is given to us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. And what the Great Commission is the last words that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples right before he ascended back up into heaven. And it is the expectation of the Lord Jesus Christ for those of us who know Christ today to be involved in the Great Commission. When we look at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 15, we see what I have often referred to as 13 words to change the world. Do you see that? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those 13 words have made an impact upon the world ever since the Lord Jesus Christ gave them. And those 13 words are very applicable to you and to me today. For instance, we see here the process of the Great Commission. It says, go. That is something that is to be done actively, continually, and aggressively until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. We are to be going into the world with the gospel. Then you see the personnel. It says, go ye into all the world. That means every born-again believer is to be involved in the Great Commission. Don't just say, well, I'm not an evangelist or I'm not a missionary, and so I'll leave this up to somebody else. No, be involved in the Great Commission through your praying and through your giving and even being willing to go. Then we see the place. It says, go ye into all the world. Every place where there are people on the face of the earth, we are to be taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is unlimited to geography, to culture, and to religion. We are to take the Word of God around the world. Then there's the proclamation. It says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every believer and every local church is to be involved in the proclamation of the gospel. And finally, we see the prospect. It says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, here it is, to every creature. To every creature. Everybody needs to hear about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can come to the saving knowledge of him and spend eternity with him in heaven, in the land without tears, in a time without end. This is the Great Commission that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to all of his disciples to fulfill until we see Jesus Christ face to face. Let me ask you today, are you involved in the Great Commission? If you are, praise God. If you are not, get involved. It'll be a way to live in obedience to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the Great Commission simply because of the fact that through it, those of us who know you have come to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus. And I pray that every one of us who know Christ will be motivated to be involved in the Great Commission so that even more people can hear the gospel. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.